June 15th through 21st. Alma chapters 13 through 16. Enter into the rest of the Lord. You are with the children in your class for only a short time each week. You will bless their lives profoundly if you can inspire them to continue learning from the Book of Mormon outside of class, especially with their families. Invite sharing. Give the children opportunities to share what they already know about the stories in Alma chapters 13 to 16. To help them, show pictures such as those in Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families or Chapter 22, Alma's Mission to Ammonihah, from the Book of Mormon Stories, pages 58 to 63. Teach the doctrine. Younger children. Alma chapter 13, verses 1 to 2, verse 6, and verse 16. The priesthood helps me come unto Christ. Prayerfully ponder what the children in your class need to understand from what Alma taught about the priesthood in these verses. Possible activities. Ask the children to repeat with you a simple definition of the priesthood, such as the priesthood is the power of God. Open the scriptures to Alma chapter 13, verse 2, and tell the children that God calls priesthood holders, quote, that thereby the people might look forward to his son, end quote. To illustrate how priesthood holders do this, show pictures of ways priesthood holders serve. See Gospel Art Book numbers 38 to 41 and numbers 103 to 109. And then share stories about ways Jesus served. See Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 to 28, and Mark chapter 5, verses 22 to 24, and verses 35 to 43. Turn to Alma chapter 13, verse 6, and explain that priesthood holders, quote, teach God's commandments unto the children of men, end quote. Help the children think of priesthood holders they know of. How do they teach the commandments? Invite the children to draw a picture of a priesthood holder they know teaching someone God's commandments. Alma chapter 14, verses 18 to 29. Heavenly Father strengthens me according to my faith. The account of Alma and Amulek being delivered from prison can inspire the children to turn to the Lord when they need help. Possible activities. Display the figures of Alma and Amulek on this week's activity page as you tell the story in Alma chapter 14, verses 18 to 29. You could also refer to chapter 22, Alma's Mission to Ammonihah, from the Book of Mormon Stories, pages 58 to 63, or the corresponding video on churchofjesuschrist.org. Let the children take turns using the figures to tell the story. Emphasize that Alma and Amulek were given strength to escape the prison according to their faith which is in Christ. See Alma chapter 14, verse 26. Help the children imagine how Alma and Amulek might have felt while in prison, and invite them to act out these feelings. See verse 22. Explain that Alma asked the Lord for help. See verse 26. Testify that God will strengthen us when we pray with faith. Use this week's activity page to teach the children about some ways God strengthens those who have faith. While the children are coloring the activity page, tell about a time when God gave you strength. Alma chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. I am blessed when I follow the prophet. Zoram, the chief captain of the Nephite armies, knew that Alma was a prophet and sought his guidance. Because of this, Zoram was successful. Possible activities. Share in your own words the account in Alma chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. Emphasize that because Zoram and the Nephite armies follow the prophet Alma, the Nephites were able to rescue their friends who were being held as prisoners by the Lamanites. Share an experience when you were blessed because you followed the prophet. Show a picture of the president of the church and share a few things he has taught us to do. Help the children think of ways they can follow Jesus by doing what his prophet teaches us. Show pictures of prophets, see Gospel Art Book numbers 6 through 9, 14, 18, and 26 to 27, as you sing with the children a song about prophets, such as Follow the Prophet from the Children's Songbook, page 110 to 111. Emphasize phrases in the song that teach why we should follow the prophet. Teach the doctrine. Older children. Alma chapter 13, verses 1 through 19. The priesthood helps me come unto Christ. As you read Alma chapter 13, verses 1 through 19, what do you find that deepens your reverence for the priesthood? What do you feel inspired to share with the children you teach? The following ideas might help. Possible activities. Read with the children Alma chapter 13, verse 10 and verse 13, searching for traits a priesthood holder should have. Ask them to think of people they know who are good examples of these traits. Help the children make a list of ordinances we receive through the priesthood. See Ordinances in True to the Faith, pages 109 to 110. Ask someone to read Alma chapter 13, verse 16. How do these ordinances help us look forward to Jesus Christ for a remission of our sins? Ask the children if they know how the Melchizedek priesthood got its name. Help them find the answer in Alma chapter 13, verses 14 to 19, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verses 1 to 4. What do we learn from Melchizedek about how the priesthood should be used? Alma chapter 14, verses 18 to 29. Heavenly Father strengthens me according to my faith. Alma and Amulek were in prison for many days before the Lord freed them. This story can help the children learn that their trials may not have quick or easy solutions, but the Lord will strengthen them according to their faith. See Alma chapter 14, verse 26. Possible activities. Write questions on the board to help the children search for details from Alma chapter 14, verses 18 to 29, such as, what did the judges do to Alma and Amulek in prison? Or, how did they show their faith in Jesus Christ? Give each child a verse or two to read, looking for answers to the questions. Invite the children to draw pictures of scenes from Alma chapter 14, verses 18 to 29, and then let them use their pictures to tell the story. How can we be like Alma and Amulek? Share an experience in which you showed faith in the Lord and He gave you strength to overcome or endure a trial. Encourage the children to share similar experiences they've had. Alma chapter 15, verses 3 through 12. The Gospel Can Change Hearts. Zeezrom actively opposed Alma and Amulek at first, but their testimonies touched his heart and inspired him to repent. As you study these verses, consider how Zeezrom's experience might inspire the children you teach. Possible activities. Review with the children what they learned last week about Zeezrom. Read together Alma chapter 15, verses 3 through 12 to discover how he changed. Invite the children to imagine they met Zeezrom before he repented. What would they say to help him believe the gospel? They could compare what they would say with what Alma and Amulek taught Zeezrom. See Alma chapter 11, verses 40 to 46, and chapter 15, verses 6 through 11. Why might knowing these truths help someone want to change? Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to think of something they can do this week to show their faith in the Lord. Encourage them to share their plans and experiences with their families. Improving our teaching. Learn to recognize revelation. Quote, revelation often comes line upon line, see 2 Nephi chapter 28, verse 30, not all at once. As you ponder how the gospel principles you are teaching will bless your class members, ideas and impressions will come throughout your daily life, as you travel to work, do household chores, or interact with family and friends. End quote. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 12.